President Donald Trump has a bit of a penchant for governing by executive order, and on Monday, he signed another batch of orders with his big, beautiful Sharpie.
There's no auto pen that can do that. Right? Look at that pen. Is that a good signature? Seriously, is that a good signature? Who can write like that? Nobody.
One order targets flag burning. It directs the Department of Justice to investigate flag burning incidents and to prosecute the flag burners. Trump says flag burning incites riots and, in his words, people go crazy.
And what the penalty is going to be, if you burn a flag, you get 1 year in jail, no early exits, no nothing. You get 1 year in jail. If you burn a flag, you get, and what it does is incite to riot. I hope they use that language, by the way. Did they?
Yeah, incitement.
Incite to riot. And you burn a flag, you get 1 year in jail. You don't get 10 years, you don't get 1 month. You get 1 year in jail, and it goes on your record. And you will see flag burning stopping immediately.
Critics, including civil liberties advocates, question the legality of Trump's move, saying it conflicts with First Amendment rights. The order contradicts a 1989 Supreme Court ruling that protects flag burning as political expression. The executive order instructs the Attorney General to challenge the 1989 ruling. Two other orders aim at ending cashless bail. Opponents of cash bail describe it as a penalty on poverty, suggesting that the wealthy can pay their way out of jail to await trial, while those with fewer financial resources have to sit it out behind bars. Trump disagrees.
Somebody kills somebody, they go in, don't worry about it, no cash, come back in a couple of months, we'll give you a trial. You never see the person again. And, I mean, they kill people and they get out. Cashless bail.
One order ends cashless bail specifically in the District of Columbia, meaning people who are arrested there will be kept pre-trial in federal jail. The other order directs the Attorney General to identify jurisdictions around the country that have cashless bail and revoke their federal funds. And then there's a fourth executive order. It directs the Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, to establish specially trained and equipped National Guard rapid response units to quell civil disturbances in cities. That order seems to suggest Trump means to expand the military role in law enforcement nationwide, and especially in cities run by Democratic mayors. Vice President J.D. Vance praised Trump's action.
Look at Governor Pritzker in Illinois, or Governor Newsom in Los Angeles, or Governor Moore in Maryland. They are angrier about the fact that the President of the United States is offering to help them get their crime under control than they are about the fact that murderers are running roughshod over their cities and have been for decades. Why are Democrat governors angrier about federal law enforcement helping clean up their streets than they are about the fact that those streets need to be cleaned up to begin with? It shows a real sickness in the head.
Trump's use of the military in U.S. cities has sparked outrage among many, including Democratic governors like Illinois' Governor J.B. Pritzker. But Trump dismissed Pritzker as a slob, calling Illinois a killing field.
And they say, we don't need him. Freedom, freedom. He's a dictator. He's a dictator. A lot of people are saying maybe we like a dictator. I don't like a dictator. I'm not a dictator. I'm a man with great common sense and I'm a smart person.
Democratic Congressperson Jared Moskowitz of Florida's response, he's tougher on Chicago than he is on dealing with Putin, so maybe just take that attitude. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.